Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, boy, we got a lot to talk about. Apparently, those of you that are drinking coffee, and we always yell at you because, well, it's messing with your blood pressure and it's messing with your sleep, it may, however, decrease your risk of melanoma. So that's always a plus and a positive. The problem is you got to drink about 4 cups of coffee a day. It's a lot. I want to talk about this idea of making designer babies, where I guess we would be curing genetic diseases depending on how we target genetic code. A little bit nervous about that, on how to make specific types of groups of people. I don't want the term Aryan being thrown around, but we'll talk about that. We'll talk about how taking a nap, I'm a big nap taker, could be leading to obesity and diabetes, which really, really stinks because I think your body needs to get some rest. NFL fines 11 of the Patriots' footballs to have been deflated. Are you kidding me? There is no way I want to think that the Patriots cheated. I mean, they're Patriots. Come on. So we got to talk about that. And then, of course, you know, for those of us that were listening to the State of the Union or trying to stay awake throughout the State of the Union, there was a personalized medicine suggestion that he made, and he didn't really expand on it. I was like, well, what are we supposed to do, personalized medicine? So I guess we'll talk about that. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. But never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. With the State of the Union, the medical and health care, I think, was really undermentioned, as it probably should have been from a political standpoint, because his health care platform has been probably one of the biggest embarrassments to his presidency. So, of course, he's not going to, tout that and you know, bring that up with the State of the Union. However, he threw something in there regarding personalized medicine. Okay. He goes, tonight I'm launching a new precision medicine initiative to bring us closer to curing diseases like cancer and diabetes and to give us all access to the personalized information we need to keep ourselves and our families healthier. Now, what I got from that statement was, okay, wait a second. Okay, I think access to the personalized information, I hope that doesn't mean, you know, that nationwide grid of medical records. Don't start that yet until we figure out why Instagram and Twitter and Sony and everybody else has been getting hacked. If you don't mind, if we could just kind of wait and figure that out. But this precision medicine sounded intriguing. Okay, so I guess he said, I want the country that eliminated polio and mapped the human genome to lead a new era of medicine, one that delivers the right treatment at the right time. In some patients with cystic fibrosis, this approach has reversed the disease once thought unstoppable. Okay, well, that sounds great. That sounds, I think we've been talking about doing that for years. Okay, so, you know, we've been looking at DNA, we've been looking at gene mapping, right? The genes are kind of the recipes for proteins that decide what kind of traits you're going to have. Are you going to be like me, a blonde, blue-eyed, 110-pound beauty bombshell, which I think I'm genetically designed to be? Unfortunately, phenotypically, I'm brunette. Not going to tell you my weight. And my eyes are losing its blue luster. Now they're starting to turn gray. Why are my eyes turning gray? My hair is turning gray. All right. So they want healthcare professionals to continue to do genetic tests to look at changes or mutations in DNA. So if you, let's say, are BRCA1 or BRCA2, you will then be more aggressively looked at for certain types of cancer. Well, that's all fine and dandy. But unfortunately, most insurances now under Obamacare don't pay for that. All right. So let's say you take the BRCA1 gene or the BRCA2 gene. You test positive. Then the physician will decide, should you get a preventative mastectomy? Should you make lifestyle changes to decrease your chance of getting breast cancer? Should you be on tamoxifen therapy to block any extra estrogen that could possibly ignite a breast cancer or something like that, okay? Or if you have a genetic tendency towards Lynch syndrome being reported by Vox.com, you test positive for that, then maybe you need to start getting colonoscopies because you have an inherited illness linked to colorectal cancer. Maybe you should start getting colonoscopies in your 20s or 30s. So personalized medicine has been something that I think we've all been excited about. Pharmacogenomics is something else that you're going to hear a lot about, where we use genetics to predict if you're going to respond to a drug. There was a company that came to my office saying, look, we could do all this genetic testing. I go, well, insurance pay for it, and that was kind of up in the air. But there's all this genetic testing to see if you do take a Lipitor or a Crestor for cholesterol, will it even work on you? Now, that's pretty cool. For me, I would be like, well, isn't it cheaper to just try the medicine, and if it works, it works. But I like the idea that you could get all this gene testing and go, you know, kind of like that eat by your blood type of thing where, okay, so for me, I need to eat this, I need to do this, I need to do this, I need to do this, and I need to do this. All right. I think that's pretty cool. Is it going to be 100%? Probably not, because, I mean, again, I think, you know, nature and God and everybody else seems to have a plan for us. But the fact that you can realize that you're doing something that's probably hurting you more than the average person. For example, we'll eat junk food and we'll see our friends who eat junk food, or we'll see a family member that ate junk food, and we'll go, well, that family member lived till he was 90. He had good genes. Okay, yeah, but that doesn't mean you have those genes. So you're like, you know what? I could be eating Ho-Hos and Hostess cupcakes and Twinkies and all the stuff I like, and then maybe we find genetic testing later saying, no. If you do this, you're going to be more prone to X, Y, and Z. You know, I've been wondering why we see some diabetics at risk for pancreatic cancer. And many people are looking at the diabetic drugs for pancreatic cancer. And I'm wondering, what if it's the diet soda? All right, now, right now, we've had no proof that diet soda causes pancreatic cancer or gastric cancer or anything like that. But if we're, you know, we may be looking at the wrong thing with diabetics. It may not be the medication causing pancreas issues. It could be maybe the artificial sweeteners, because a lot of diabetics will drink diet soda. You see? So I like that tailor-made stuff. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. A lot of Facebooking and tweeting and emails. I sometimes get frustrated that I have to do a medical show because obviously whenever something political happens on either side of the aisle, that's when I seem to get more emails. And I don't want to read them all because, again, it's not really pertinent to what I do on my show. But I don't mind talking about politics when it does relate to our health and when it does relate to the psychology of how we do things. Like, for example, Rick writes, tonight Obama says he wants free college for all. I'm only making $12.12 an hour since I couldn't afford college. I don't have time to go back, nor money to go back to community college, even if it is free. Why should I pay for someone else's college? So I think there's been a lot of anger and frustration, and that's just one of them. I'm not going to go into, you know, I guess there was also some issues brought up on daycare. I don't remember. My power went out, by the way, last night in the middle of the State of the Union, and then I guess the DirecTV receiver had to reboot. So I missed part of it. So I was on Facebook when I asked, what did I miss? I guess people responded, free college, free health, free healthcare, free daycare, free sick leave, free. All right, so I mean, I don't know if he really said that. I'm sorry. And I couldn't rewind because the DirecTV receiver was off. And come on, really? And I don't know why I keep getting power outages where I live. But so I missed that part. But from what I heard, that was a very, very tumultuous time in the speech that I missed. And that's what a lot of the emails I received had to do with. And so I apologize if I can't comment directly on what he said, but from what I do understand, yes, he does want to overhaul the tax code. I know that. I guess he wants to provide $3,000 credit per young child to help families pay for daycare, additional credit of up to $500 if both the spouses are working, paid sick leave. Apparently, he wants Congress to pass the Healthy Families Act. Now, I don't know if this was in the speech yesterday, but the Healthy Families Act allows Americans to earn up to 7 days per week of paid sick time, and he's proposing more than $2 billion in new funding to encourage states to develop their own programs for paid family and medical leave. He also wants Congress to pass legislation that would give federal employees 6 weeks of paid parental leave. That I believe that includes men as well. Minimum wage increase. I think he said to everyone in this Congress, I'm looking at a quote here, who still refuses to raise the minimum wage. I say this, if you truly believe you could work full-time and support your family on less than $15,000 a year, go try it. If not, vote to give millions of the hardest working American people or people in America a raise. And then the 2 free years of community college. This is what he's talking about with the free college. 2 free years of community college, which I guess would waive the first 2 years of tuition for full-time and half-time students who maintain at least a 2.5 grade point average. This is supposed to cost about $60 billion over the next 10 years. The White House wants to also finance a plan hiking capital gains taxes, or finance this plan by hiking the capital gains taxes on wealthy Americans, imposing a fee on financial firms. And then he wants to reduce student loan payments. Let me see what else he wants to do. Okay, well, let's stop here. So, okay, there's a few things that were definitely hit on my end from my listeners or Facebook followers, etc. And that was the concern about the daycare, the paid leave, and the tuition in college. So, going back to what Rick wrote with the free college. Here's the thing. Okay, none of us want to deny anybody else an education. Okay, you know, it's great that we have grade school, it's great that we have high school, and we have college. And the reason why we have college is to help you get a good job, right? And to help educate you and, you know, hopefully ensure that you would give back to the community, give back to the college. You know, these colleges, they want you to stay in town, they want you to give back to the community, they want you to, you know, donate and help expand the college. So expanding education is phenomenal, and I'm for that. What I'm not for are freebies. Freebies drive me crazy, and it also devalues what you are giving for free, okay? So everybody gets 2 years free college. Well, then it's going to then equate to a high school diploma eventually. All right, remember in the olden days, you got a high school diploma, you needed that at least to get a job. Then all of a sudden, a high school diploma became worthless because, well, you need a college. All right, well, now, okay, well, fine, if everybody goes to 2 years of college, well, now that's going to be considered worthless. So what helps you stand out? So some people were upset that, you know, look, I busted my butt, you know, putting myself through college. all of a sudden now people get it for free. Yet the reason why I'm where I'm at now is because I had to bust my butt. And, you know, you start to see some, you start to see some criticism and concern that kind of rattles around people's competitive drive. You know, this idea of, okay, why the hell should I work harder for someone else to get a freebie when I had to bust my butt? So you start to see a little bit of jealousy, you start to see resentment, and you start to see a lack of competitiveness because we're all going to be on the same playing field. From a psychological perspective, that's not what animals in the animal kingdom want. Animals in the animal kingdom want to hunt for their food. They want to have a fight. I'm not saying give up the whole college initiative because, you know, we want to be able to compete and let the best man win. But it's in our evolutionary drive, this Darwinian survival of the fittest, to try to find what we have to our advantage and utilize those traits and those gifts. This is why I'm so frustrated with schools being so uniform in how they teach. Because you have some animals among us that will learn much better with their hands, learn much better with apprenticeships, etc., versus those that sit there and go, okay, give me time math tests. See, for me, I was that kind of student. I aced the school system. I just shattered academic records because I could do that. Give me a time test. Yet I've told you this time and time again. I believe I was the least intelligent in my family, even though I got the best grades. Because you give me something to do and I'll do it. But you give me something I'm supposed to think laterally? No, I didn't like that. I couldn't do that. So our job is to find people's strengths and let them make it work. So like, for example, the people that came up with eBay, the person who designed the insulin pump, when you let people find their way, all right? And I'm not saying you need to starve them or whatever, but if you think back, I mean, for me, Dolly's a doctor, so she was born rich. Oh, hell no. Hell no. My family was not going to send me to college because they didn't have the money. I moved out when I was 18. I supported myself. I worked 3 jobs to make sure I could support myself while in school. Luckily, I got an academic scholarship, so I feel really blessed. I feel I had that advantage, but I did not have an advantage of being rich. I had to work, and then while I was in medical school, I waited tables. Waited tables until the school was like, you can't be working. We can't make it look like we have, you know, our students working. Just borrow. I didn't want to borrow more money. I already borrowed as much as I felt comfortable with to pay for school. So I supported myself waiting tables, and I was really glad to do that. But you want to know what? That builds character, and it makes you realize, look, I want to do this. I don't want to do this. And this, although I got to tell you, I really loved waiting tables. I hated giving that up, but I could still. You tell me to pick up a cocktail tray, I will do it. I love that. I just love it because you get to talk to people, you know, and you get to, you know, people kind of give you crap. They're like, wait a second, really? That's the tip you're giving me? Really? Really? Thank you. Yeah, I just love that stuff. I love hassling people, haggling people. I love that. Anyway, not that that's what you're supposed to do. But, you know, if you want the inventors, if you want the go-getters, if you want the entrepreneurs, then you need to make sure there's a little bit of a drive there. And if we go into this next generation of no matter what we do, no matter how hard we work, no matter what we sacrifice, all right, somebody else is going to be able to benefit just like us without having to do the sacrifices. You're going to be like, well, why the hell should I sacrifice too? You know, many of us have lost our marriages. We've lost relationships. We've put our work before our kids. We've done things that were not, we would have easily loved to swap if we knew we could get something for free. So when it comes to free college, I think it's nice to, why can't we do something like, if you go to college, we're going to have a definite job for you or something like that. Why can't we incentivize another way? But we got to get rid of this freebie mentality. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Someone wants me to talk about the sick leave and maternity leave, but before that, I just want to get to the medical news really, really quickly, because I could go on and we could dissect all the stuff that's about to happen. All right, we don't know if it's going to happen. We don't know if Congress is going to pass it. My job is to make sure I give you guys some medical headlines. After that, yeah, we can hem and haw and chew and figure out what else what else government wants to do to make us more socialized. But quickly here, 4 cups of coffee a day has been linked to 20% reduced melanoma risk. This is pretty, pretty cool. The study conducted by researchers from the National Cancer Institute at the National Institutes of Health and Yale School of Public Health at Yale University in New Haven, Connecticut, and is published in the Journal of National Cancer Institute, which, by the way, is one of the longer sentences I've ever had to read. They say that the average U.S. coffee drinker drinks 3.1 cups of coffee every day, right? There's been some talk that drinking coffee will lower your risk of diabetes, lower your risk of tinnitus, which is ringing in the ears, and even lower your risk of liver cirrhosis. Remember last year we were talking about hardening of the liver, scarring of the liver? It would help prevent that. Now, in this latest study, although this isn't the first time I've heard of this, in the latest study, they found that the coffee could also decrease your risk of melanoma. Melanoma is, of course, one of the deadliest forms of skin cancer. Okay? Now, there was a previous study that said that we notice coffee drinkers seem to have protection against the non-melanoma skin cancers like basal cell, squamous cell. So they wanted to study what's going on with melanoma. So they looked at 447,000 non-Hispanic white participants who were free of cancer. And the participants completed a food frequency questionnaire. And I guess the incidence of melanoma was monitored over an average of 10.5 years. And they found that if you drank more coffee, you were less likely to develop melanoma. And 4 cups of coffee a day, for example, was linked to a 20% lower risk of melanoma. Now, they already accounted for smoking history and alcohol intake and UV exposure, etc. Although, to me, that's got to be very, very hard to scientifically quantitate because, you know, I mean, if somebody asked me how often do I go out in the sun, I would probably say, oh, never, I'm never out in the sun. Yet I used to bake, you know, when I was a teenager or when I was in college or whatever. Anytime I could get some sun, I would try to tan. So my melanoma risk could be up from that, you see. So they found the association was only if you had regular caffeinated coffee, not decaf. And coffee only appeared to reduce the risk of malignant melanoma, not melanoma in situ. Melanoma in situ, or what it basically means, it's like sitting still in one place and one site, as opposed to metastatic. Okay, if you have melanoma in situ, that's better. You want it like in one place. Okay, not spreading. All right, so does this mean you need to start busting a move and drinking more coffee? I would say no. I would say hold on a second here, okay, because, again, you know, we still got to watch blood pressure and, you know, insomnia and all the other stuff. But why would caffeine? We're not talking decaf. And remember when we talked about this earlier last year? We were like, well, what about tea? What about soda pop? And my kids hate it when I say soda pop. Sorry. They say soda pop. Nobody says soda pop. Nobody calls soda pop anymore. You know, do you guys want, go get some pop. We don't call it pop anymore, right? They call it soda or sugary beverages. They don't use, pop is becoming obsolete. Pop, liquor, shicker, Davenport, those are words becoming obsolete. So our language is becoming obsolete. But anyway, they didn't in this study, I think, look at tea or other sorts of caffeinated Mountain Dew. But it's definitely interesting nonetheless. Unfortunately, last night we heard that the surgeon, the cardiovascular surgeon who was shot, has died. Yesterday we had breaking news where a man had walked into Brigham and Women's Hospital and he asked to speak with Dr. Michael Davidson. The cardiovascular surgeon stepped into an exam room to speak to him and the man fired 2 shots. 12 hours later, unfortunately, the father of 3 had died. He had been rushed to the emergency room, underwent surgery, but unfortunately didn't make it. Now, the assailant is identified as Stephen Pescari, 55 years old, of Millbury, and apparently the beef was about a prior treatment with his mother. His mother, Marguerite Pescari, died November 15th. And so Police Commissioner William Evans said this was the particular, or this, you know, there was a particular reason he targeted this particular doctor. Loud voices boomed from inside the exam room before the gun went off. A law enforcement official briefed the incident that Pescari fired two shots from a .40 caliber pistol, which struck the doctor, and they found a gun. Apparently, Pescari, I believe, killed himself later with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. You know, it's, you know, we have so many different occupations out there where people put their lives on the line. Police officers, firefighters, or military, paramedics, etc. And, you know, doctor shootings we're unfortunately seeing more and more of. Teachers getting shot, unfortunately. And it's just so frightening when you live in an area where you're not, I guess, let me see. You're not easily allowed to equip yourself with some sort of protection, yet you're putting yourself at risk. For example, teachers. You know, I mean, if teachers want to have some sort of protection, assuming that they pass all the psychological tests, et cetera, you know, they have our kids. You know, they have our kids at their, you know, in under their watch. If they want a guard, you know, nearby, if they want to have armed security, let the teachers have that. Because unfortunately, all our teachers have is their bodies to shield against somebody shooting at the kids. And same thing with doctors and nurses and, you know, any other occupation out there. You have somebody that has a beef with something. And they do, and people like to shoot their doctor. This is so frightening, extremely frightening. And I don't know why his mother passed away. I don't know how old his mother was, 80, I'm not sure. But apparently he thought, in his state of mind, that it was the doctor's fault and the doctor needed to die. All right, one thing I've learned over the years is the amount of mental illness that's in this country is more than we could ever imagine. And you could have somebody out there right now just gunning for you. Okay? And, you know, just be aware. I mean, how many times do people say, I need to talk to Dr. Dahlia, but it has to be private because otherwise we're going to violate HIPAA if she talks to me in front of witnesses. So you bring them into a room and you're alone in a room with them. You know, I mean, how many people are going to want to put their lives on the line? Especially with all the changes that are happening in medicine, et cetera, you know, is it worth it? Now, you know, where I trained, most of the doctors that were in that sort of environment, if they lived in a city that allowed them to conceal carry, they did. You know, it was not uncommon for an ER doc to pack because of the increased incidence of people being more combatant, people being more threatening, etc. When I did ER, it was in Arizona, and I believe there were strict gun laws at that time, so I didn't have a concealed carry. I didn't have a gun at the time, and it was, you know, people grabbing at you and people whatever. Not that I would use a gun for that. I would use a gun if I thought I was in mortal danger, but we I remember we had one security guard, but not always. Yeah, and that's not the way you need to run a hospital. You need to, or a school. We need more protection. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
She's alive. She's alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, remember the term eugenics? eugenics is where we strive to improve the genetic quality of the human population. This was a philosophy, I believe, dating even back since Plato, where if certain groups breeded with other groups, okay, then the offspring would probably have a higher chance of being successful and evolutionarily at an advantage. Okay? And we have seen various forms of eugenics, where it was from the aristocrats or the wealthy deciding to marry into wealthy to have offspring of wealth, to what we saw in Nazi Germany, trying to weed out the non-Aryan race. And this eugenics gives us kind of just, you know, raises the, you know, straightens the hair at the back of our neck, you know, just kind of like, you know, gives us, you know, those goosebumps going, no, we don't want to go there. Unfortunately, eugenics exists in a variety of different ways, even currently, okay? You know, there's different types of, for example, we don't allow people in psychiatric wards, you know, to mate, okay? Even though that's not why we have them separated, because we don't want sexual assault, etc. But, you know, we don't really, you know, foster or garner relationships in people long-term there, all right? We keep them separated. Same thing with inmates. We keep them separated. You know, a long time ago, I believe this even happened, you know, well after World War II, they were discussing sterilization of criminals so they wouldn't reproduce and give birth to a criminal child. And we have, you know, emergency contraception. We have sex-based education in schools, et cetera, recommending contraceptions. We want to encourage teenage girls to not get pregnant. All right. And these could be in very, very distant, very, very mild forms of still eugenics. So eugenics is not considered as bad a word as it would have been in the late 30s, early 40s. But it's still our population manipulation is something that will unfortunately always be. So here we have a breakthrough with this discussion of designer babies. Dr. Tony Perry, a geneticist at the University of Bath, said that society needed to be prepared for the day the parents can choose certain traits in their children. This follows a breakthrough in April where scientists were able to cure a genetic liver disease in living adult mice using the CRISPR-Cas9 gene editing technique. So the CRISPR technology could precisely change target parts of a genetic code and use to create genetic babies. According to Dr. Perry, we used a pair of molecular scissors and saw a molecular sat nav that tells the scissors where to cut. So, with humans, you can't just shoot and score. You need to actually pick fine-tuning. So the CRISPR system targets the genome source material and prematurely turns off genes at the DNA level. The DNA cut is a double-strand break, and it will mimic the kinds of mutations that occur naturally, like after sun exposure, etc. But this CRISPR system picks exactly where in the genome we want the SNP done. Now, all right, we've seen in science fiction, according to Daily Mail, people talk about designer babies for health and beauty, intelligence, etc. But fertility treatments, with the cost of how much it is in terms of fertility, and the concern that a lot of parents have that being an older parent or being a parent that has fertility issues may not give offspring that are the healthiest, there may be a huge demand to ensure or to increase your odds of having a child that you want in terms of sex, gender, etc., and a child that has traits that you want. Now, again, I get extremely nervous whenever we start to mess with nature on this level, okay? Because I think nature, you know, unfortunately, there's, you know, bad things that happen where, you know, some eggs just never make it or the sperm doesn't have the right genetic code, etc. But, you know, nature finds a way to weed out those particular zygotes and so they never make it to birth, etc. You know, and your offspring is hopefully supposed to make more offspring. And we're supposed to be able to propagate, etc. But if we start to have parents going, well, I want blonde, I want blue eyes, I want this, I don't want my kid having hereditary hemochromatosis, I want that, I mean, you know, are we going to open up a whole new can of worms in terms of what your body does to maybe genetically compensate? Now, it seems easy. You have a bad gene, you just cut the gene out. But something tells me there's always that equal and opposite force. And that equal and opposite force could be very, very bad. So I think now we are back to the topic of eugenics. All right? You know, we are using eugenics when we decide to, you know, match eggs and try to put eggs and sperm together. That means we are building, you know, progeny. And when we build progeny, it's only a matter of time that we're going to want to be creative with it. It's very difficult to stop the science. And so, you know, whether we positively, in terms of, you know, our teens or our, populations that are having kids and unfortunately in financial despair as a result, whether we positively encourage eugenics or negatively use eugenics, we use it, you know. Well, let's tax people, if they, let's say, they'll have to pay more in taxes if they don't have kids. If they do have kids, we'll give them tax breaks. However, for teenage girls, we'll make sure we have free birth control so they could get birth control and not give birth because we don't want a teenage girl giving birth to a kid because the kid may not grow up as well. I mean, and some of you may say, well, that's very socially acceptable. You know, I mean, you know, if a 12-year-old girl gets pregnant, is that baby going to have the best shot? So, you know, let's make sure the 12-year-old girl has birth control. This way she's not at risk of undergoing the risk of pregnancy. The baby isn't at risk because she's, you know, a very, very underage mom, being only 12 years old. But that's still a form in some way or another of eugenics. So, you know, we're once you realize what we're doing is something that in the past was bad, we could then be aware and watch out for us doing bad again. And we need to be extremely careful with that. Okay? Luckily, we don't force people to have abortions. I don't believe we do. All right? Somebody gets pregnant in a facility or in jail, etc. We provide prenatal care. We do the best we can to make sure that baby has a chance. But, you know, we haven't been going that far yet like we used to. We used to sterilize inmates, etc. You know, well, I would definitely watch this closely, and personally, I would not want a designer baby. I'd like to see what God gives me, and whatever God gives me, I will take as a blessing, you know, and I will work with what I got, and I will give that baby as much love possible. Well, I mean, would I love my kids to be more genetically respectful to me? Yeah. Would I like them to maybe help out with the chores, do better in school? Yeah, I would, but, you know, I got my kids, and they're my kids, and they have their own gifts, which I hope one day I'll see. 1-877 Doc Dolly. Don't go away.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Managing your business and customers isn't easy, huh? SnapForce Customer Relationship Software may be just what you need. SnapForce CRM is a software solution that helps you manage everything important about your customers, from sales to marketing to service and support. All of your customer information is right there at your fingertips for easy access. It's time to take control of your business in a snap. Get your free trial at SnapForce.com. That's SnapForce.com. SnapForce.com.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.